Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Rain has already started to move in parts of the viewing area. We are looking at chilly temperatures and light rain through trick-or-treat time. I'll show you what time the rain will arrive where you are and how much we'll see through the evening.
Students and faculty at two Triangle schools are on edge after someone posted threats on social media. You're minutes away from a live report.
And parents, be extra aware tonight while trick-or-treating with children. What we've learned about the increased risk for deadly accidents involving pedestrians on Halloween.
We are gathering information about threats at two Wake County high schools. We'll get to a live report on that in just a moment. But first, that scattered rain is falling across parts of our viewing area right now.
And temperatures are more than 20 degrees cooler than they were this time yesterday. Rain is likely to fall through much of the evening. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner walks us through the all-important trick-or-treating forecast, what so many parents and children want to know.
And I wish that I had something better to say about it. We do have showers that are showing up, but when you take a look at the radar here, it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of rain out there. As a matter of fact, especially when we switch it over to dual Doppler 5000 radar, I mean, there's just a little bit here. But I'll tell you what, when we have drizzly conditions, the particles of drizzle are so much smaller than a raindrop that they don't typically show up very well on the radar. So we actually have drizzle falling in places where it's not really showing up on the radar, especially right through the Triangle area. You can see that small band of rain that's stretching over toward Nash County and Franklin County. We're going to continue to see more of this as we get through the day today. So here's a look at Futurecast showing that band of showers. It'll be with us on and off this afternoon. There's 3 o'clock. We push it out to 5 o'clock. And wouldn't you know it, that right during the trick-or-treat time, it tends to expand a little bit. Now, it's not likely to be heavy anywhere, but with temperatures down into the upper 40s and just a little light patchy rain falling, it really feels uncomfortable. I was just outside not too long ago, and it feels, well, I'll say it, it feels miserable in my book anyway. Take a look at the raindrops here on the camera as we take a look at downtown Raleigh. That's a look at the legislative building. 50 degrees and it's windy. We have a northeast wind at 10, winds gusting up to 20, 25 miles per hour. Sitting at 50 in the Triangle, a little bit warmer down to the south. Temperatures will continue to drop. So we're looking at 49 at 6 o'clock, 47 at 8 o'clock, and we will be dealing with light rain all the way through. We'll talk about how much rain. The amounts will be fairly light, but I'll show you what the what some of the totals could look like where you are coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We'll get you back to that breaking news now. Wake County schools are investigating threats involving two high schools.
The threats were posted on social media, and they warned students about a possible shooting. WRAL's Destiny Patterson is live at Apex Friendship High School, where school leaders made parents aware of the threat and how they're responding. Destiny.
Well, there are definitely more police officers at this high school than any normal morning. You can see that there are officers right down here off of the sidewalk, and there are more officers in the area in general. But throughout the morning, we've also seen a steady line of cars that have been coming in and out of this entrance here to the high school. Right now, there aren't that many, but we do see some students that are milling about in the parking lot. School officials say they've received the same exact threat at two high schools, at least in the district, Apex Friendship and Holly Springs High School. Important to note that the students are safe. There are two separate photos circulating warning of a shooting here. The school says they're working with law enforcement to investigate. They're also adjusting lunch schedules, but they're not going on a lockdown at this time. A district spokesperson tells us that we could see the same threat at other schools, but it is likely a hoax. But they are still taking this very seriously, of course, as we've seen with these police officers out here this afternoon.
We'll wait and see the result of that. Destiny Patterson live outside Apex Friendship High School right now. Destiny, thanks.
It is Halloween, not the best weather forecast for the day. Not only is it not ideal for kids excited to wear their costumes and go trick-or-treating, but it could also be dangerous. WRAL's data journalist Allie Ingersoll is live in North Hills in Raleigh looking at what we know about how dangerous this night is for people walking out and about. Allie.
Renee, in just a couple of hours, this neighborhood will be packed with kids eager to hit up the houses, collect their candy. As we've been talking about, it's been raining all day long. It's supposed to continue throughout the night. That's particularly hazardous for the kids. Another thing, come with me, come on a walk. As you can see, there are no sidewalks in this neighborhood. I wander around here quite a bit. but it's pretty poorly lit as well. NCDOT saying that that's pretty dangerous for these kids. Looking at the data, we know that on Halloween night, most of these crashes are taking place between 6 and 8 p.m., according to the Raleigh crash data. The data shows us that there have been 7 pedestrians hit on Halloween night since 2015, just in the city. October, in general, has the second highest of number of pedestrian-involved crashes out of any month after September. According to the Journal of American Medical Association, pedestrians have a 43% higher risk of getting hit by a car and dying on Halloween than on any other night of the year. And kids who are 4 to 8 years old are most at risk, their analysis shows. I talked with NCDOT, and they told me that anyone hit on Halloween is a tragedy, and it's up to everyone tonight to make sure that people get home safe.
Halloween is supposed to be a time of fun for our young people, for families, and we don't want it to turn tragic. The biggest responsibility in making sure we have a safe Halloween is, of course, the motorist.
5 of the 7 crashes that happened in the city on Halloween, they were at intersections. Remember to keep an eye out when you are there. Give pedestrians that right of way. Now, we surveyed the sheriff's office, EMS, police departments all over the triangle, people who really respond to these, and they gave us a lot of safety tips. So tonight on WREL, we're going to dig deeper into those and the data, Renee.
Very eye-opening. Allie Ingersoll, live in Raleigh. Thanks.
A court appearance was continued today for a man who is at the center of a Durham Amber Alert. Mitchell Grayson was scheduled to appear in court this morning, but the judge moved the hearing to December 19th. Grayson's accused of breaking into a home on Anger Avenue earlier this month and taking his 4-year-old daughter. He called WREL after seeing the Amber Alerts and then drove to the Durham Police Department to surrender. Grayson says he was trying to protect his daughter. Durham police are on the lookout for a bank robber. It happened at the PNC Bank on North Roxborough Road around 10 this morning. It's unclear how much money was taken. There are no reports of injuries at this time. Israeli forces are moving deeper into Gaza while a humanitarian crisis there escalates. The move comes as the White House makes the case for funding for the wars in Israel and Ukraine before the Senate. Caroline Shively shows us the protests that broke out this morning at the hearing.
As several rows of protesters held up hands painted red and others shouted for an Israeli ceasefire.
Save the children of Gaza!
Heavy hitters from President Biden's cabinet made their case to a Senate committee on Tuesday for sending $105 billion in emergency aid to Israel, Ukraine, the southern border, and other allies.
The conflict is much more likely to spread. Suffering will grow, and Hamas and its sponsors will benefit by fashioning themselves as the saviors of the very desperation that they created.
If we don't support Ukraine, then Putin wins. But Putin will not stop in Ukraine.
Senate Democrats largely on board.
It will make the world safer for the United States, our allies, and our democratic values.
And the Senate Appropriations Chair is taking an all-or-nothing approach, writing the bill as one big bundle as the White House requested. But some are pushing back on the pricey ask. Newly minted House Speaker Mike Johnson has tried to jettison the rest of the spending from Israel's aid, just sending the country at war with Hamas $14 billion. Funding cuts to the IRS would foot the bill.
The other concern we have that is overriding this is our own strength as a nation, which is tied to our fiscal stability.
That was Caroline Shively reporting. The House could vote on this funding as early as this week. The White House has already said a bill uncoupling Israel and Ukraine aid would be a non-starter.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, major economic news for our state. Toyota announcing this morning plans to invest an additional $8 billion in its electric battery manufacturing site there in Randolph County. This will include hiring another 3,000 employees. Now, this brings Toyota's total investment in Randolph County to almost $14 billion and more than 5,000 jobs. Now, this major announcement comes after Governor Cooper recently traveled to Tokyo for the Southeast U.S.-Japan Conference. While he was in Tokyo, the governor met with Toyota's president, Koji Sato. You can read more about this story on WREL TechWire.
Ken, thanks. There will be extra security in downtown Chapel Hill tonight as the town holds its annual Halloween celebration. Franklin Street and Columbia Street will also close for people celebrating. WREL's Kelsey Coffey explains what you can expect in that area.
as hundreds of people are expected to come here to downtown Chapel Hill, decked out in their Halloween costumes. This part of Franklin and Columbia Street will be closed from 8 until 9:30 tonight. After a couple of years impacted by COVID and rainy weather, this will be the first Halloween downtown celebration that's back in full swing. Here's video of a smaller crowd last year stuck in cold and rainy weather. Chapel Hill police are expecting a larger crowd tonight. Extra security will be on duty. More than 100 officers will be in the area. Alcohol is not permitted in the closed section of downtown, but Chapel Hill police are warning people about drinking in the surrounding areas.
If your plans do include alcohol, it's important that you do so safely. Have a designated driver, pace yourself, stay hydrated, stay with friends, make sure you know what's in your drink.
If you're coming downtown tonight, remember that parking will be limited. Downtown parking lots and garages will close at 5 p.m. People will be allowed to exit after 5 o'clock. You just won't be able to enter. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Chapel Hill.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, as we give you a live look right now at Chapel Hill that Kelsey just mentioned, that party is still going on, but we just got word from Garner that its trick-or-treating festivities that were supposed to be at White Deer Park, well, it's moving indoors. All those festivities now will be at the Garner Recreation Center, which is located at 215 West Main Street. So if you're thinking about going to the Garner festivities, trick-or-treating tonight that was supposed to be at White Deer Park, it's going to move indoors because of the weather that Elizabeth told us about at the top of the broadcast.
The forecast already changing some Halloween plans. Ken, thank you. Next at noon, police use of force in question in Connecticut. The body cam video that shows an officer using a taser on a man twice.
Also, more body cam video as first responders. We get a first look in Maui as they help get people out of the path of the Lahaina wildfires.
Plus, the number of hate crimes targeting Asians is down from last year. At 12:30, the significant drop the FBI is reporting.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
A nearly 600-page report says the Oxford, Michigan school shooting that left four students dead and seven others injured could have been prevented. The report says the lack of threat assessments and suicide intervention played a role in the deadly shooting at Oxford High School. This was on November 30th of 2021 when Ethan Crumbley, now 17 years old, but he was 15 at the time of the shooting, pleaded guilty to 24 charges against him, including four counts of first-degree premeditated murder. He'll be sentenced December 8th. His parents, James and Jennifer Crumbley, will stand trial for making the gun available to Ethan. Jury selection resumes today in the federal trial of a former Louisville police officer charged in connection to the raid that resulted in Breonna Taylor's death. Brett Hankison is charged with violating the civil rights of Taylor, her boyfriend, and three others who were in an apartment next door at the time of the deadly March 2020 raid at Taylor's home. According to the indictment, Hankison fired his gun several times through a sliding glass door and a window, even after there was no justified reason to use deadly force. If convicted, he could face maximum life in prison.
A Connecticut police officer's use of a taser on a robbery suspect is under investigation. Police say a man stole some beer from a convenience store and got into a fight with an employee. As he tried to get away, he hit a police cruiser. Officers found the man a short time later, and body cam video shows the man on the ground following commands. But the officer used the taser not once, but twice.
We feel it's better to bring the facts to the public than to sit back and have drama on social media and talk.
The police chief confirms that the officer has a history with discipline. The local chapter of the NAACP was happy the police department self-reported the incident and reiterated its commitment to achieving fair justice.
Police body cam video gives us our first look at some of the rescue efforts from the deadly wildfire in Lahaina. Max Rodriguez spoke with the town's police chief, who provided some context to the 16-minute footage.
You gotta go!
An officer throwing himself into a fence, creating an opening for people to escape the flames. You can hear the fear in the officer's voice. The Maui Police Department releasing video from the day of the wildfire disaster. Some of the footage showing officers going door to door, helping people leave their homes.
I have an individual who responded the next day, and he did not know if his wife and two small kids were okay, but he went out and he responded because it was the right thing to do.
The Maui Police Department releasing video cooperating with requests for information. More than 20 hours of video will be released from officers in Lahaina and upcountry.
Come on, everybody out. You saw people right after 3 o'clock making announcements to evacuate. You saw people going door to door and helping people out. You saw people conducting traffic. You saw people standing while there was propane tanks, and they were doing everything they could to put the fire out.
Chief John Pelletier says he hopes the videos show the real response from officers. Pelletier says they are still dissecting the response from August 8th, but there are already areas where policies could improve. Currently, it's policy for officers to turn on their body cameras once they arrive at the scene. He would like to change that to officers turning on their cameras once they are dispatched.
Max Rodriguez reporting. The chief says the department plans to release a preliminary after-action report at the start of next year, but says a full detailed report could take up to a couple years to be released.
A rare but not unheard of visitor caused quite a fright at a Florida beach. A 6-foot alligator was spotted at Hillsborough Beach in an area surrounded by private homes. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission was called in to wrangle the gator. Eventually, it was loaded up and hauled away. Police say the crew told them that the gator would be relocated. Got to get back in the water somewhere.
I usually don't care how big the gators are. I just stay away from them.
Outside right now, just dreary and noticeably colder than yesterday, Jeff.
Like a duck out there. It's perfect weather for one.
It is. It's just so incredible to think, you know, yesterday our high was 85 with that beautiful sunshine. It felt so warm. I mean, maybe a little hot for this time of year, but to go to pretty much the exact opposite where it's drizzly and it's chilly and it's gray and it's Halloween, I'm very unhappy about this, but I can't control it. I'm sorry about that. We do take a look at what's happening right here in Lewisburg, and it's wet. It's drippy. It's chilly. The temperature at RDU is sitting at 50 degrees right now. It's outside just a little while ago, and it feels to me like it's in the upper 30s. I guess we're just not used to the cool, damp conditions yet. We're going to hold it close to 50, and then this evening, right around sunset, we'll drop it into the mid to upper 40s, about the time of trick-or-treat time. We take a look at radar, and on dual Doppler 5000, there's not a whole lot of rain to see, but radars are calibrated to look for a raindrop, and a raindrop is, you know, about the size of a pea or so, and drizzle is much smaller than that. So a lot of times we don't see drizzle on the radar, and we definitely have drizzly conditions in some places. You can see that patch of rain north of Rocky Mount up the I-95 corridor. It looks like everything else is dry, but it isn't. As I'm taking a look at cameras around the region, we do have drizzle in a lot of locations. At 2 o'clock, we'll likely see a band of rain that's moving across the area, and we're not seeing a whole lot of that out there right now. What my biggest hope is that when we get to 5-6 o'clock and this bigger band of rain starts to show up, that maybe it's a little bit overdone. But as chilly as it is, even a little bit of light rain out there during trick-or-treat time is going to feel uncomfortable to miserable, kind of depending on, you know, where your meter is. Mine hits miserable pretty quickly. After that, you know, finally it's going to be, you know, 8-9 o'clock before this starts to move out, and then the skies start to clear and it's going to be a cold night. The good thing is, none of this looks like it's going to be terribly heavy. We're talking a tenth of a quarter of an inch, so not a lot of heavy rain out there, but still, as I mentioned, the cool temperatures and the drizzle will feel uncomfortable. About 50 degrees at 4 o'clock, 49 at 6 o'clock, 47 at 8 o'clock, with some scattered showers really just right in that window of trick-or-treat time from, you know, 5 to 6 to, you know, 7, 8 o'clock. It's also been breezy so far this morning. Right now we have gusts in Fayetteville to 21. We're gusting to 22 in Rocky Mount. Our wind is coming out of the northeast, and it's a little on the breezy side. We're in the 50s right now for Roxborough and South Hill. We're kind of holding steady since this morning, 50 to upper 50s, depending on where you are. 51 in Raleigh, 48 Durham, 55 in Fayetteville. That's where we're going to kind of hold things for much of the afternoon. Tomorrow's a chilly day, but it's sunny. But by Friday and Saturday, our temperatures start to bounce back up to and above normal. Normal is 68 for this time of year. We have this big cold blast that will start to feel tomorrow morning and then all day tomorrow and Thursday morning. Tomorrow morning, temperatures will be mainly in the mid-30s. And then for Thursday morning, that's when it's going to be the coldest, mid-20s to around 30. Coldest morning so far this season. And we do have a freeze watch that's already in effect for Thursday morning. We get to the weekend and we're back to more normal, maybe a little above normal conditions. And don't forget, we do go back to standard time over the weekend. Coming up, we're going to take another close look at that trick-or-treat forecast time.
All right, Elizabeth, thanks. So do warmer fall days like we just experienced impact the color of the leaves? WRL climate change reporter Liz McLaughlin spoke with the fall color guy. Learn more tonight on the news at 6.
First at 5:30, though, need to keep an eye on your kids from the other room or from another state. Five on Your Side is showing you the top rated baby monitors and nanny cams and features the ones you'll want in both. Also, straight ahead today, you can cash in on some great deals that'll make you scream with delight. The Halloween specials you don't want to miss.
Plus, love could be in the air soon for X users. Elon Musk's plans for the social media app, formerly known as Twitter. Today, public voting closes for how Durham should spend about $2.5 million in project funding. The city wants people 13 and older to vote on how it should spend $2.4 million in funding for various community projects. There are 10 options, including pedestrian safety projects, improved lighting at parks, a new skate park, and more. You can find a link to the survey at pbdurham.org. The five projects that get the most votes will then be prioritized by the city.
The historic strike by the nation's auto workers may be near its end. The UAW reached a tentative deal with General Motors, the last of the big three automakers to reach a deal with the union. The union reached similar agreements last week with Ford and Stellantis. All three offers include 25% base pay increases through April 2028, cost of living allowances, and better retirement benefits. The deals still need to be ratified by a union vote, but members are going back to work while that vote is pending. Walmart unveiled a new sleek look with hopes of attracting more customers. Walmart will spend $9 billion to upgrade 1,400 of its stores over 2 years' time. The changes will modernize the stores and feature improved layouts along with expanded product selections and new technology. Called Stores of the Future, the revamped Walmarts will also have everything from new paint to updated flooring, LED lighting, and modernized restrooms. The makeovers are meant to modernize the look of the Walmart stores.
Billionaire Elon Musk wants to turn the social media platform X, what was Twitter, into a dating app. Musk bought the platform a year ago and has previously stated that he hopes to transform it into an everything app. During a company meeting celebrating the first anniversary, Musk reportedly stated he has plans to make X a fully fledged dating site in 2024. No word on when or if that transformation will take place. You can get a lot more than free candy today. Several fast food chains are offering Halloween-themed deals. Krispy Kreme will give a free donut to anyone who shows up at a store wearing a costume. McDonald's recently brought back the iconic Boo Buckets, which are free with the purchase of a kid's combo meal. Chipotle is giving rewards members any entree for just $6 when they use the code BURRITO at checkout.
Rain may dampen the Halloween spirit across our viewing area, but it could be worse. And we will tell you where the coldest air of the season is forcing trick-or-treaters to bundle up.
Also, a growing number of Chinese people are seeking asylum here in the U.S. We'll look at the escalating immigration situation at the border. First, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's chilly, dreary, rainy, and it's Halloween. Today's weather is sure to throw a wrench into some trick-or-treating plans.
No doubt. Town of Garner has already moved the festivities inside the rec center on Main Street. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now. timing out some of the rain for the rest of us.
I think that's probably a pretty good move. You know, I think if you're out trick-or-treating, you know, you're walking, you're moving, you know, umbrella, jacket, you're going to be okay. I mean, it's not optimal, but it's not going to be pouring down rain. It's just going to be really uncomfortable, especially compared to what we've seen for the last week or so. Chilly temperatures, mostly upper 40s, some patchy light rain, you know, a little bit breezy out there. We take a look at where the rain is right now, and we just had this band of light showers moving across the region over the last several hours. It's going to be with us all the way through the evening until around midnight or so. We take a look at the radar, and it doesn't look like there's a whole lot showing up there, but I'm looking around at the cameras, and we have a lot of drizzle that's showing up. We do have a little bit of rain that moved out of Lewisburg up toward Enfield, moving on up into Halifax County. We take a look at Futurecast, and of course, we continue to have this light rain that hangs around. There's 3 p.m. We'll pause it at 5 o'clock. You know, we get to 6 o'clock. That's kind of the beginning, really, of the trick-or-treating, and you can see that rain is pretty widespread, but again, it should be fairly light. About 7 o'clock, we're still dealing with it. By 8 o'clock, it starts to dry out a little bit in the triangle, but continues to move through some of our eastern counties all the way up until, say, 10 or 11 o'clock. So we're just, it's going to be here. I wish, you know, that I could say that maybe something will happen and it won't. But at the very minimum, we're probably going to end up with some drizzle. You can see a little bit of light rain showing up on the camera here in Franklinton. Street looks wet. It's 50 degrees. Our wind is coming out of the northeast at about 10 miles per hour. Looking at 57 in Fayetteville, but 45 in Roxborough. So still a pretty big spread. The cool temperatures will continue to drop in on us. And if you don't remember yesterday's highs in the 80s, look at that. Our 24-hour temperature change, 31 degrees in Roxborough, 28 in Raleigh, 24 in Clinton. So big change out there. Again, your trick-or-treat planner, temperatures are going to be in the upper 40s. We'll have some patchy light rain. We'll talk more about some very cold air that comes in. Our first big freeze coming up later this week.
Thanks, Elizabeth. U.S. Marshals have joined in the search for an 18-year-old who's wanted after four people were shot at a Wilson birthday party. Wilson police say Braulio Fuentes Martinez fired into a crowd at the county fairgrounds when he was asked to leave that party. WRO's Shelley Jackson is live in Wilson County right now with the latest on the search for him. Shelley.
Well, Jeff, I spoke with the Wilson Police Department just about an hour ago, and they confirmed that Braulio Fuentes Martinez is still at large. Now, on Sunday, when he arrived here at the Wilson County Fairgrounds for that party, he was asked to leave, went to his car, got a gun, came back and shot into the crowd. Four people were hit. Now, as he tried to get away in his car, he hit another person and three other cars. And then you can see his white car got wedged between other cars. It was disabled, and he fled on foot. He's still at large. Now, WRAL spoke to a woman who was at the party and hid behind a car when the shooting started.
All the cars started speeding through, leaving the party. And then I just remember the car just hitting the car I was standing behind. And from there, my mind went blank. I don't know what happened. I was just told by my friend, run.
Definitely some scary moments there for Castaneda. She did have some cuts and bruises, but she says she's okay. We are also told that four people shot, two are still in the hospital with critical injuries. Jeff?
Michelle Jackson, live in Wilson County for us. Thank you.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, a dramatic rescue of a man whose plane crashed in the Florida Everglades in southwest Broward County early this morning. This is around the Fort Lauderdale area. You can see that man there sitting on the wing of that small aircraft. Now, according to the FAA, the single-engine Cessna crashed around 2 o'clock this morning, but the Broward County Sheriff's Office didn't receive reports about that aircraft until about 10 o'clock. The aircraft crashed in a very isolated area of the Everglades, forcing the Miami-Dade Fire and Rescue chopper to take on this daring rescue. By the way, the aircraft is registered to a flight school out of Miami. As you can see, the pilot is safe. No word yet on what caused that small plane crash.
Ken, thanks. The thousands of migrants looking to enter the U.S. along the Mexico border represent people from all walks of life and many countries.
Jackie Banez takes a look at the surging rates of people from China seeking asylum as Customs and Border Protection agents try to combat the continued flow of illegal entries.
Seeking a better life away from poverty and violence in their home countries. Tens of thousands of migrants continue seeking asylum here in the U.S. And while many are from Central America, Venezuela, and Haiti, a growing number of people from China are making the long trek to the U.S.-Mexico border.
I'm very happy to be in the U.S. now.
From January through September of this year, Customs and Border Protection officials arrested more than 22,000 people from China illegally crossing into the U.S., roughly 13 times more than in the same time span last year.
We're used to seeing border crossers here, Central Americans, Mexicans, trying to avoid the Border Patrol. And here we have this giant mass of Asians coming in saying, please, and they make this, please, arrest me.
Many Chinese are following a popular path from South America to Mexico through Panama's Darien Gap jungle. For the first 9 months of this year, people from China were the fourth largest nationality to cross the Darien Gap after people from Venezuela, Ecuador, and Haiti, according to Panama immigration officials.
It was not easy to get here. Climbing mountains and waiting, basically went through everything.
This comes as a large migrant caravan departed southern Mexico for the U.S. Monday. Their group contains between 3,500 to 5,000 people, mostly from Central America. Mexican officials say the caravan is trekking north after not receiving humanitarian visas along the Guatemalan border.
It was Jackie Ibanez reporting, and government data reveals almost 2.5 million people were caught illegally crossing the border this fiscal year. That's a new record.
The number of anti-Asian hate crimes appears to be on the decline in the United States. A new report from the FBI shows these crimes decreased by 33% last year. There were 500 incidents involving anti-Asian bias reported in 2022, compared to 753 incidents in 2021. The largest category of reported hate crimes were against black people, with more than 3,000 incidents last year.
All right, you know it's going to be rainy, a little bit chilly here for Halloween, but the forecast is much scarier in other parts of our country where there could be record-breaking cold.
And new security patrols begin today in downtown Raleigh. How city leaders say this will help keep you safe as crime increases in the area. Be sure to download the WRL News app to deliver coverage you can count on all your favorite devices.
Ahead of tonight's Halloween celebrations, there's a new push to keep people safe as they visit downtown Raleigh.
A private security force started patrols this morning. WRL's Laura Levine explains this comes as we've been seeing an increase of crime downtown.
It was just a week ago when a 15-year-old boy was shot here near Moore Square. Moore Square is one of many areas that is experiencing an uptick in crime. So that's why starting today at 10 o'clock this morning, people will notice more security patrolling the area. The Downtown Raleigh Alliance will have a private security force to patrol parts of downtown between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. 7 days a week. The unarmed security guards will wear body cameras, focusing on other areas as well, like Glenwood South, Fayetteville, and Davie Streets. The DRA is also training businesses on a new security camera network. This comes as RPD has increased its presence here within the past month while also trying to fill about 80 vacant positions.
There are different audiences here. There are people who are unsheltered who want help. There are people with mental health issues and substance abuse issues who don't want help. And then there's criminal element that is preying on people. So we have to address all of these audiences in different ways.
The city of Raleigh is also planning to hire its own private security force for the downtown transit center. WIC leaders are partnering with city leaders to also improve social services to help with homelessness and people facing mental health issues. Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
And you're looking live at the Raleigh skyline. If you can make it out through the raindrops there collected on that camera lens on our tower cam. Elizabeth is in the WRL Severe Weather Center to let you know how wet it's going to be during the prime trick-or-treating hours and how cold it's going to be.
Texas Rangers have taken command of the World Series. A two-run homer by Corey Seager right there put them in the driver's seat after Game 3 last night in Arizona. Rangers held strong to the end. They come away with a 3-1 win. They've won their first 9 postseason playoff games. First team ever to do that. And they now have a 2-1 lead in the series, headed to a crucial Game 4 tonight, which you can catch on Fox 50 starting at 8 o'clock.
New York City subway stations can at times be frightening, but add some costumed figures and it becomes a new spooky backdrop. Photographer Seymour Lick has documented the outlandish and peculiar parade of partygoers on the subway for nearly two decades. And he's put it all together in a book called Halloween Underground. There are appearances by classic horror villains, also glittering angels, a frog prince, and others. Babies at UNC Health Rex in Raleigh and UNC Children's Hospital in Chapel Hill are celebrating their first Halloween in style. Check out these adorable costumes. The NICU nurses dress these babies in. Love the bacon and eggs and the surfer and shark twins. So precious. The cute costumes bring much joy to their parents and to all of us.
Oh, and the nurses. You think they're having fun with them for sure. Mummies and daddies across much of the country are going to be bundling up their trick-or-treaters today as the coldest air of the season arrives from the Arctic. Double-digit temperature drops are expected across the south, while snow is expected to fall in the upper Midwest. Max Gordon explains what's behind this frightening forecast.
We're hoping that if it snows, it'll be gone in the afternoon and we'll just bundle up and wear hats and gloves.
These pumpkins in Illinois will be getting a dusting of white as folks around the country gear up for their first measurable snow of the season.
It seems like Halloween here is it's always kind of cold and rainy. Very rarely do you get a nice, sunny, warm Halloween.
Halloween already getting a snowy start in Minneapolis, where there have been reports of spinouts and fender benders during the morning commute. The wintry weather, courtesy of an Arctic blast from the north. And it may sound like the name of a horror movie, but a Manitoba Mauler is actually a clipper system that forms in Manitoba, Canada, similar to an Alberta clipper, but it originates in a different Canadian province. It'll drop an inch or two of snow in some upper Midwest cities, including Milwaukee and Grand Rapids. Some places across Wisconsin and Michigan could even pick up as much as 3 inches of snow. In North Texas, trick-or-treaters are wearing layers under costumes with early Tuesday morning starting out with wind chills in the 20s.
For so many months, we complained about the heat, and this is the either the penance or the reward.
But some say snow on Halloween won't be scaring them into staying home.
I'm excited, man. First snow of the year is the best snow of the year to me.
As Max Gordon reporting, so I guess we shouldn't complain too badly about the rain that we have coming through here. Chicago, we heard it in that story. Minnesota have had flurries and bone-chilling temperatures.
Yeah, but as they get that Arctic blast, that's going to be moving towards us in a few days. So you just wait, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. Those temperatures, cold temperatures anyway.
Absolutely. You can feel it already. We were in the 80s yesterday. We're in the 50s now. So already in some places we've had a 30-degree drop as compared to yesterday. And we're looking at our first big freeze of the season. Not tomorrow morning, but Thursday morning. I'll show you that coming up. Right now we're dealing with chilly temperatures, a lot of cloud cover. It's drizzly in Apex. The street is wet there at Salem Street. It looks a little drier in Goldsboro, maybe a lot later before you see much rain there. We've definitely had some light rain and drizzle in Durham so far this morning, and Chapel Hill too. Chapel Hill's looking dry at the moment. Nobody's crowding the streets just yet, but it's a matter of hours before all the trick-or-treaters are out there on Franklin Street. So that's such a fun one. We take a look at satellite and radar. The rain looks fairly light and patchy for us, and truly it is, except for the fact that the rain picks up well a raindrop, but it doesn't pick up the tiny particles of drizzle as well. So it's drizzly around the Triangle area right now and in some other spots too, just south of Roanoke Rapids. That last band of rain moving northward, plenty of that to come. You can see some scattered rain right there in Wake County. We've dropped to, we're going to see our temperatures falling as we go through the day today. This is a look at temperatures and our chance for rain as we go through the afternoon. So this is 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 48 in Durham, 55 in Goldsboro. Temperatures will hold pretty steady on through the evening. We'll stop it there at 5 o'clock. You can see scattered showers across the region at 6 o'clock. We drop into the upper 40s in the Triangle. We're going to stay there through 7, 8 o'clock. Most of that rain's going to be fairly light. There may be a few spots. Futurecast showing a little bit of that as a bit heavier during the evening. But take a look at the amount of rainfall that we're likely to see. It's pretty minimal. We're looking at a tenth of an inch or less on this run of the computer models. It's possible that we could see maybe a quarter of an inch up near the Virginia line, but that run of the models is pretty dry for us. So trick-or-treat planner, expect some patchy light rain really all the way through at least 8 p.m. depending on where you are. Temperatures falling into the upper 40s. It'll be cloudy. And then here comes that big Arctic blast. We were just watching that story. That swings on through. We'll start to really feel it tonight and tomorrow. We'll drop into the 30s overnight with a good chance of frost from Raleigh westward. And then it gets even colder for Thursday morning as we have a hard freeze in a lot of places. We already have a freeze watch that's in effect. Our freeze on Thursday morning looks like this: 29 in Durham and Rocky Mount, 26 in Roxborough, 31 Fayetteville, 26 in Southern Pines. So everybody's below freezing. And there's that freeze watch in effect for the entire viewing area. A quick check of the tropics shows this system here in the Southern Caribbean, 70% chance that it develops. And the computer models keep it down for the most part into the southern part of the Caribbean, potentially affecting Central America as a tropical storm. We're going to see our temperatures climbing back as quickly as they drop. So chilly for really all the way through Thursday, and then we start to rebound. We'll see 70s over the weekend looking comfortable. And it's the weekend that we gain an hour of sleep. But of course, it gets dark a lot earlier in the evenings.
True that. All right, thanks. And a Florida businessman trying to make sure veterans know their service is appreciated.
It was just our way of being able to maybe help one or two vets and say, we wanted to give you something because you matter to us.
Helping one or two vets, giving away two motorcycles. The inspiration behind this contest after the break.
First, here's a look at the winning Powerball numbers. We'll be right back.
Give you this live look at Durham right now in the Pool City. Look at the clouds right there as you watch WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. We'll wrap things up with a look at a few of the headlines for you that we are following today. The WRL severe weather team is tracking some cold temperatures and rain chances for today. You can track and expect those temperatures to be in the mid to upper 40s right around those trick-or-treat hours. You can keep up with all the latest on the WRL weather app or on WRL.com in the weather section.
Wake County schools are investigating threats involving two high schools. School officials say they've received the exact threat at least two high schools in the school system, Apex Friendship and Holly Springs High School. The threats were posted on social media, and they warned students about a possible shooting. The school system says they are working with law enforcement to investigate.
Toyota announced this morning it plans to invest an additional $8 billion in its electric battery manufacturing site in Randolph County. That'll include hiring another 3,000 employees. So that brings the company's total investment in Randolph County at that site to almost $14 billion and more than 5,000 jobs. This major announcement comes after Governor Roy Cooper's recent trip to Tokyo for the Southeast U.S.-Japan conference.
A Navy vet is on a mission to make sure veterans know they are valued. The Florida businessman is giving away two refurbished motorcycles. He partnered with a veterans group for the contest. Parrish Tanner lost friends to suicide and says no veteran should feel alone, and this is his way of paying it forward. Tanner purchases the motorcycles, makes sure they are safe to drive, and then accepts nominations from the public.
We want to see that you pay it forward. We don't, you know, want you to just take it and disappear. Once you've got it, we hope that it'll help heal you and do what you do, but that you get out there and you'll help somebody else. And that's kind of what our hope is.
Applications are due by Veterans Day. That's November 11th. The giveaway is November 18th.
Lego fans, get ready for a new challenge. You can feast your eyes on the Natural History Museum set. The set includes more than 4,000 pieces. And it'll be the Lego modular buildings collection, which also includes a jazz club, bookshop, boutique, hotel, police station, and assembly square. Lots of stuff there. The set will retail for about $300. It is available for pre-order and will officially go on sale December 1st. Holidays right around the corner.
Just within the last few minutes, we've been watching rain coming down here at Dix Park as we take a live look at downtown Raleigh. Just dreary and chilly out there for our Halloween.
It's the way it's going to be for a lot of folks. You know what? Just be ready for it. Be prepared. Be determined.
Not ideal, but just have that umbrella and raincoat handy with you when you go out trick-or-treating. We hope you have a safe and fun time. NBC News Daily is next on WRAL, your next local news update in 30 minutes.
Breaking news updates anytime with the WRAL News app. Happy Halloween.
Keep watching WRAL News over the Air Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.